We're joined on the line right now with CKUT reporter Stefan Christoph, who is at the International Day Against Police Brutality demonstration here in Montreal today, March 15th. He's in downtown Montreal right now. So Stefan, can you first start by telling us where you are and what's happening around you at the anti-police brutality demonstration?
Well, I'm right in the center of Montreal, just off of St. Catherine Street. I'd say well over 1,000 people gathered this year to mark the annual protest against police brutality in the city. And very quickly, the police destabilized the street protest, which included many students who are participating in the current student strike here across Quebec. Many students holding red signs, the strike color. Very quickly, police dispersed the rally, and it's happening again right now as I'm speaking to you. And they've fired sound bombs. They've fired some sort of chemical irritant in the air that's quite strong. There's still hundreds of people scattered across the downtown core holding signs opposed to police brutality, holding signs against police violence right now downtown.
Have there been any arrests so far?
I can't say with accuracy about who and how many people have been arrested, but I can describe to you right now that there's police on horseback and a huge number of riot police standing now or charging on St. Catherine Street westward, right downtown in Montreal. Right now, it's actually very busy downtown, so there's a lot of people just who were already downtown who are kind of awestruck about the kind of massive police presence in the city. You can hear right now that they've launched sound bombs again against the protesters downtown Montreal. So there's really like an important buildup this year because of the student strike and the police violence against protesting students that I think has created a context where more people joined this year, the annual protest against police brutality, but also the police are much more militarized than I've seen in previous years in this annual protest.
Mm-hmm. So, Stefan, I know there's a lot happening around you right now. It sounds a little chaotic. Do let us know if you have to leave, but I'd like to just ask you, or we'd like to ask you a few more questions, if that's all right.
I'm listening.
Okay. So, I mean, in general, the police have been known to attack the March 15th rallies and to create mass arrests. I guess the demonstration started at 5 p.m. today. It's just shortly after 7 right now. I mean, what exactly happened between the beginning of the demonstration and when the police started attacking people? Like, did you see any kind of provocation, or was it a completely unprovoked attack on the part of the police?
Well, the demonstration gathered at Barry UQAM Metro Park in Le Gamelin and marched westward. And by the time the over 1,000 people who had joined the protest were chanting, there was music, a lot of signs. By the time the protest reached Sherbrooke and about Park Avenue, there was sound bombs launched by the police. And at that point, the demonstration was kind of dispersed, and there was hundreds of people went in different directions. So it was really like very obviously a tactic used by the police to kind of destabilize the protest. At that point, simply we'd seen a street protest until that point. Just in response to your question about what had happened when the police first launched sound weapons and some sort of gas. I can't verify what type of gas, but I definitely know there is gas launched because I don't feel, 100% quite dizzy, actually. And at that point, the protest dispersed. But I think, like, the important thing here is, of course, we see this every year, and people still continue to go out. And this year was actually significantly larger than other years. So there is this, like, really strong feeling on the ground to call for an end to the impunity around police violence. You know, is the cop who fired the sound bomb against the protesting students, which saw one student almost lose their eye, it's not clear whether they'll regain their vision, is that cop going to be held accountable? Is the cop who was involved in the killing of Farzad Mohammadi, the Iranian refugee who lost his life just at the turn of 2012 in Bonaventure Metro, going to be held accountable? Are the police who are involved in the killing of Freddy Villanueva going to be held accountable, the youth who was killed in Montreal North? So all these questions are being raised at this protest right now. You know, it's on signs. It's involved in the chants of the demonstrators. So there's still definitely hundreds of people right beside me on St. Catherine Street, right downtown Montreal, who are continuing to protest despite the really large police presence.
Mm-hmm. Stéphane, you mentioned that the police were throwing sound grenades into the demonstration. You also brought up the case, the student's name was François Grenier, who could have lost vision in one of his eyes at the demonstration in front of the CREPUC offices in Montreal last Wednesday. I mean, what does that say to you that, you know, they're using these weapons that the police have said themselves are potentially dangerous, that create these sound charges? The fact that, you know, this student got very severely injured last week and then they're out using them again today. What does that say to you?
But shows no respect for demonstrators, for students, for citizens of Montreal who are gathering on the streets. It shows also a willingness to use police weaponry that is violent in nature, but also can cause serious injury. I mean, I myself have seen just today the police using at least 6 or 7 sound bombs, and there are actually police now are coming towards me where I'm standing. So they've been using a lot of weaponry against the protest. And I think, like, in response to what you said, it shows a very serious disrespect for the protest and for people in Montreal, and also willingness to use violence. Because that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the police using unprovoked violence against protesters. I'm seeing right now many vans passing filled with riot police right on St. Catherine Street. And I'm sorry if I'm a bit disoriented. It's just the situation is a bit chaotic.
Mm-hmm. Are people trying to gather their forces or choose a different strategy in response to the heavy police presence? Do you see any people like trying to take the protest to a new direction? What's going on with that?
Well, unfortunately, to be honest with you, right now things are kind of chaotic, and there's police everywhere. They've successfully dispersed this demonstration today. I can say that. But I can also certainly say that there is going to be, you know, continued protests against police violence and brutality. I'm sure the students involved in the strike are going to be continuing to protest. You can hear the riot bands passing now. It's really kind of a chaotic situation. So, unfortunately, this protest today seems to have kind of dissipated.
It's Stéphane, it's sounding pretty hectic where you are.
So I don't know exactly. I think at this point there isn't a lot more I can add. There's gas in the air again, and there's a lot of riot police, and I think I should probably get going.
Okay, well, thanks so much for giving us the update, Stéphane. Take care of yourself.
Okay, see you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.